Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to hook up the listeners right now. Caller number 10. We're going to hook up with two tickets to Caps 50 Fest. You can join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary on Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest. They're going to have over 50 alumni in attendance. The Caps current roster. Photo ops, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Mm-hmm. Tickets are only $19.74. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Speaking of Capital One Arena, I was there last night, and I did get my tickets through a listener named Chris, but got to give a thank you to Jim Van Stone, who's super nice. He came by and swung by because he has two kids, one that's already graduated from Syracuse and another who's at Syracuse. And my son's going for a visit next week to Syracuse and looking at it. And Jim came over and just kind of filled him in.
Ah, good.
So it was very nice of him to swing by. And I learned a little nugget. You know, Cakes goes to a lot of Caps games. Mm-hmm. I lean on JVS for concert tickets. Yeah. I think Valdez is sneaking up the leaderboard for hitting up JVS.
I guess. Now, oh, really?
Yeah. Who is Anna Gabriel?
Latina I've never heard of her. Artist. Going with a bunch of friends tonight.
See, I think Valdez.
She's a
tomorrow,
artist?
Tomorrow. Like, or not tomorrow, sorry. Next week.
He used to be kind of sheepish about asking for tickets and used to use us as like a proxy
tickets.
Which is fine. But I think
you
now,
take advantage of
now
it.
He's spreading his wings a little bit, and now he's bold enough to do it on his own.
I think JVS was confused because he goes, am I going to see you tomorrow at the concert? I was like, I don't think so. I am going to see Jelly Roll on Saturday.
This is Matt Valdez.
He goes, that was Valdez.
Yeah, you got to keep him straight.
Now, hold on. Who are you going to see?
Anna Gabriel.
Anna Gabriel. What kind of music is it?
Just Latina pop.
Can you give us a sampling?
I can find something.
Give us a quick sample.
Right, man, are you becoming Mr. Latino? You just went to Bad Bunny, too, right?
Well, my best friend's wife is from Costa Rica. Oh, we all go together.
She Very loves
nice.
It.
Costa Rica. Nice. Good spot. Want to go back.
So that's tomorrow, you said?
I think it's next Friday.
Oh, next week.
I think
next
JVS
week.
Was confused.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, there's so many concerts on the billing that we asked for.
Oh, wait a second. Nah, I think it might be tonight, dude.
You better check your calendar.
I think it's tonight.
You better double check.
Check
my
the
friend.
Schedule.
Hey, all right, well, good thing I'm free. You made me think it's not tonight. I'm pretty sure it's tonight.
Good thing I'm free.
Yeah,
I thought it was next week.
All right, tonight.
Oh, you thought it was next week.
Now you have plans for tonight.
Nice. Unless she's back next Friday. It says Anna Gabriel, September 20th, Capital One Arena.
By my math, that is tonight.
Yeah.
Speaking of September 20th, quick shout out to Kelsey, who turns 24 today.
Ah, very good. Happy birthday.
So she's thriving in LA. Proud
of her. Happy birthday to her.
Happy 24th birthday. Time flies.
Speaking of tickets and thanking people, I want to thank a couple of guys, my buddies, Wynn Sheridan and Paul Lombardi. Wynn got me some extra tickets to the Hokies game tomorrow against Rutgers. I needed some extras.
Good.
And he's got really good seats because he's a donor. Hello, he's a donor. He's a Hokie donor.
Deep-pocketed donor.
So is Paul Lombardi. And Paul Lombardi got me a parking pass in lot one.
Very important. More important than tickets,
almost. Lot one
is
the best lot to have.
Okay, so perfect.
I got to thank those guys for hooking me up because I didn't have a parking pass. And if I didn't park over there at Lane Stadium, I'd have to walk from my hotel.
Now, is it similar? It
would have been a long one.
Is it similar to the parking sitch at Maryland where you have to pull up and hope there aren't 8,000 Matt Valdez's, you know, throwing footballs and there's beer cans littered all over your parking spot.
Of course. But you get there early enough, you're all right. I usually get there pretty early.
Okay.
So for a 3:30 game, I'll get there. I'll park at 12.
That is nice and early.
And then just kind of bounce around from tailgate to tailgate.
You just meander.
Yeah, of course.
You're Blacksburg's guest.
Yeah. Is this your last year of doing that, though?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you're going to get him in his feels now.
I mean, unless my daughters say, hey, Dad, let's go to a Hokie game, which I doubt. Because my oldest daughter, who's been out of tech for now, you know, a couple springs, she has no interest in going back to games.
Mm, okay.
She's like, I'm done with it.
Not a big thing for her.
So if my younger daughter, maybe she'll be different. She'll say, hey, let's go to a game.
Sure.
But it's not going to be three or four a year like I am now.
It'll
that's
be
the way
like
it is.
One-off.
Are they sports fans?
Yeah, they are. Big baseball fans.
So they like going to Nats games.
They love Nats games. They love going to Caps games. Mm-hmm. They love, obviously, Hokie games. Yeah, I wouldn't say they're big sports fans. They're fans.
I feel like I did my job as a girl dad of Kelsey, mm-hmm. and I think I mentioned this for her birthday. She wanted one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it is?
Is it something Commanders related? I don't know.
Yes, she wanted me to pay for the NFL package so she could watch Commanders games.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good gift.
I like it. Makes it easy. It's just Venmo money.
Right, yeah.
Let's get into the sports page. It'll be a little abbreviated, but there was a Thursday night game last night.
Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I'm guessing a lot of people had the Jets in their survivor pools last night.
Probably a good pick. Solid pick for week three.
And they rolled the Pats 24-3. Not a good game offensively for New England. Start with Jacoby Brissett. He was 12 for 18. Didn't pass for 100 yards. A couple yards short.
98.
Yep. And he was sacked 5 times. Drake May made his NFL regular season debut. I didn't see it. I didn't see him play. I'm guessing it was the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I watched. He impressed me with his wheels.
4 for 8, 22 yards. Got sacked twice. He did run twice for 12 yards. His longest was an 11-yarder.
Pocket presence, questionable right in the one drive because he was sacked twice.
And I kind of knew it was a doomed night for the Patriots when Ramondre Stevenson left early because he got his finger caught up in a face mask of a Jets player. And then
6 carries for 23 yards.
He didn't come back in the game.
Yep.
So once he leaves,
it was just Gibby.
I mean, I love my man Gibby, yeah. But you know, he's not an every down back at this point, unless, you know, it's like an emergency. So yeah, it was just a rough night overall offensively and defensively for the Patriots.
I can't believe
they couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers.
I can't believe that team beat the Bengals.
I can't believe it either.
I got home.
And there's only one reason they beat them. Because we took the Bengals.
Yes, that's correct.
I got home. I'm on with and you. I wanted to catch up on what I had missed by being at the Mystics game. And I see that the Jets are up big and I click on the box score.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to team stats and I saw that the New England Patriots, before that last drive, had 6 first downs.
Right.
Mm. They couldn't do anything offensively.
Like at one point in the first half, I think the Jets had the ball for like 17 plus minutes and the Patriots had it for like 2.5 minutes.
What was the thing I saw this morning where Saleh tried to hug Aaron Rodgers?
It was after the first touchdown pass.
Was that legitimate?
After the touchdown pass to Lazard, the first touchdown pass of the night, he approached Aaron Rodgers, tried to give him a hug, and Aaron Rodgers kind of
pushed him away.
He kind of just, he certainly didn't embrace him, and there were words back and forth.
So he was pissed off about something.
There were at least words from Rodgers to Saleh, and then he just continued down the sideline. It was a weird kind of terse interaction.
Well, I'm guessing Rodgers talked about it after the game.
They talked about it after the game. I think that more was made of it than it really was, is that Rodgers says that Saleh really emphasizes 2-score leads,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't want to get too crazy because I think they did not have a 2-score lead yet.
Well, that was the first touchdown, I believe. So
the very first touchdown.
Yeah.
So he was poo-pooing the celebration because Saleh's always talking about 2-score leads. Okay. He's like, chill.
Then it makes sense.
What I saw, though, a stat, and I put this up, follow us on Instagram at Sports Junkies Radio. I saw a stat that I thought was incredible. So he had a touchdown pass to Garrett Wilson later in the game.
Yep.
That was the 480th touchdown pass of his career.
Mm.
The very first to a first round pick.
I know. I saw that stat too. I couldn't believe it. It's shocking. It's a shocking stat.
Wow. That is incredible.
I mean, it's taking him this. He's 40.
Yeah.
It's either 40 or 41. I think he's 40.
40, I think. Yeah.
Takes until he's 40 to throw it to a first rounder.
Just tells you the Packers didn't emphasize. I mean, he had Devontae Adams. He had a great receiver.
He had really good receivers.
But he didn't ever have somebody that was a premier draft choice.
Yeah. Now, Braylon Allen, I was talking about him yesterday. He led the Jets in rushing. Now, he didn't get the touchdown. That was Breece Hall.
Mm-hmm.
If Breece Hall goes down at any point, Braylon Allen is going to be like a 15 to 17 carry type of guy.
Yeah, he'll be the guy.
And he looks good. He's like a stud.
And they run two back a lot.
Yeah, he's out there a lot.
Yeah, so Breece Hall had 16 carries, Braylon Allen had 11, but they both averaged, Allen averaged 5 yards a carry. Hall was about 3.5. Hall got the score. Yeah, but combined, they were 27 carries for 109 yards.
Yep. Very effective 1-2 punch there in the backfield for the Jets.
And like you mentioned, Aaron Rodgers, he threw two touchdowns, 27 for 35, 281 yards. His leading receiver was Tyler Conklin, who caught five balls for 93. Lazard had a score. Garrett Wilson, nine targets, but just five catches for 33 yards.
Rodgers falls short of 300, which I think is a streak of 29 or 30 games at this point.
Mm.
The Jets held the ball for 40 minutes and 4 seconds.
Yeah, it was just a beatdown.
I mean, you're just not going to win games when you have the ball for 1956 like the Patriots.
They had 27 first downs to New England's 11.
Yeah.
Total yardage was 400 to 139.
Do you think Drake May is the starting quarterback next week?
Probably not, because they're at the Niners. I don't think they want to throw him into that fire. So they'll probably let Jacoby Brissett take the bullets again for at least one more week. And then
maybe the Texans at home the following week.
If it's a beatdown against the Niners, maybe that's the gateway.
The Texans or maybe the Jags, because they've got four consecutive home games.
Right. It's probably during that four-game home stretch. One of those games you're going to see him, I would think.
Brissett so far in three games, mm-hmm. has thrown for a total of 368 yards.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's pretty anemic.
Oftentimes, you'll see a quarterback do that in one game. In three games, he's given you 368 and one touchdown. He takes care of the ball, no picks.
But we knew this coming into the season, that they didn't have a lot of offensive weapons outside of Ramondre Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
Their wideout room is kind of just a weird collection of young, kind of misfit guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter Henry is like, he sees a lot of targets at tight end, but it's just not a lot there.
Right.
It's going to take time for them to rebuild their offensive.
I mean, you kind of have you certainly have a rebuild here. You got a major rebuild in
New
England.
It's a big one.
You know, so I would say Drake May probably starts in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think he's set up for success.
It won't be the Niner game, I think.
I saw, again, I didn't watch the first half of the game. I saw that RG3 was saying put Drake May in there, which ultimately he did because of the lack of offensive line and looking for somebody who could actually move a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impressed. I only finished with 12 yards, mm-hmm. but I was impressed by Drake May's wheels.
Oh,
he had
run.
A first down on a scramble to the left.
He'll be able to run.
He better be able to run because that offensive line looked a little leaky.
Yeah, look bad.
Against the Jets. Now, Jets have a pretty good defense, but that offensive line, now, to defend Jacoby Brissett a little bit, he was under duress throughout the game.
Yes.
Like, he would get the ball, he would turn around, there'd be a Jets dude right in his face.
Well, Drake May got a taste of that in that last drive. He got into a first and goal situation with about 25 seconds left, so he actually moved them down the field, and he got crunched mm-hmm. with about 15 seconds left, and his helmet was kind of off, and then they just didn't run another play.
Right, they're like, you know what, let's not get the prize pig killed in his first performance.
And the Jets can get after the quarterback. I mean, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised by that. Locally in college football, you've got the Terps hosting Villanova tomorrow. I believe that's a 12 o'clock kick.
I think you're right. I'll double check that.
I think it's an early game. And then, as I mentioned, the Hokies host Rutgers. That's going to be a tough game. All right, they're laying about 3.5. Rutgers beat them last year by about 20 at Rutgers. Rutgers, well-coached, really good back. Quarterback's just okay. He's a transfer from Minnesota, but they're just well coached, good defense. So Hokies need that one big time. And nationally, the college game day is in Norman for the Tennessee Oklahoma game. And I believe Brian Bosworth is going to be the celebrity guest picker.
Very nice.
I'm wondering if he's going to be in his cop outfit like he is on the Dr. Pepper commercial.
He's making so much money from Dr. Pepper. Yeah, good for him.
But
good for that dude.
No, big day in college football.
And Arch Manning apparently is going to start again. Now they're playing. They're playing Louisiana Monroe or something like that.
Yeah, they're going to eviscerate them.
Yes.
It's going to be ugly.
800-636-1067 is the number if you're going to chime in on a Football Friday on The Fan.